Good morning. The time is 8:16. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. I'm here in the studio with Baranoff Barracudas coach, head coach Kevin Knox, and then swimmers Joe Nenza and Grace Harang. Thank you all so much for being in the studio with me today.
Thanks for having us in.
Kevin, can you tell me a little bit more about the Baranoff Barracudas?
Baranoff Barracudas is Sitka's age group and masters swim club. It's been around for quite a long time. We're probably one of the longest standing continuous annual youth and adult activities that's been going on in Sitka. I don't remember the exact year, but started up in the early mid-70s. And we've been around for a long, long time serving the community for the swimming needs of Sitka.
And Joe, you just returned from a competition in March. Can you tell me a little bit more about that competition?
Well, it was pretty fun. Like, I represented Alaska while I was there, and it was mainly just me and Coach. Communicating with each other, like it was one-on-one time for us, and it was definitely the most fun meet I've had.
Some big swims there.
Yeah.
Joe swam against all 11-year-olds in Alaska, Washington, Oregon, Idaho, and Montana. And it's a qualifying meet where you have to have a time standard to be able to swim in each individual event. Joe qualified to swim in 6 events and swim really well in all of them. And like he said, kind of representing Alaska, he brought home 3 first place medals, 2 third place, and a 5th place medal. So did really, really well at that meet.
Wow, congratulations, Joe. And Grace, you also returned from a recent competition in March?
Yeah.
Can you tell me a little bit more about that competition?
Yeah, it was called Senior Nationals. It was the last... No.
Senior sectionals.
Senior sectionals.
Or senior, Oregon no, senior regionals, actually, is what that one was.
So yeah. There was quite a few Alaskan teams, Oregon, mostly Washington. There was about 80 to 100 kids in each event, which was the biggest meet I've ever been to. There's only 2 from Baranoff Barracudas, me and Skylar Moore and I. And we were under GSC coach, who was Juno's team, club team.
Yeah.
Grace, will you tell me a little bit about how you think you did?
It was, like I said, it was a huge meet. There's lots of kids in each event. I dropped 1 second in one specific event, and I raced about 30 places. So very competitive, really close times, and I got mostly best times except for 2 events out of 7.
Yeah, she swam really well, which was pretty amazing because she came off a really great high school year this year, and you know, came back to club swimming and was able to kind of broaden some of her swims out, because in high school the events are kind of, they're very specific, very narrow, and Grace specialized in the 500 in high school and came back to club and was able to train for a broad width of different events and did really well down at that meet.
Wow, congratulations, Grace and Kevin, on great swims. And you are all heading into competition in April. Can you tell me a little bit about where the team is going?
We actually have a invitational, or it's called Southeast Champs, but it's mostly an invitational over in Juneau in a couple of weekends here, taking a few swimmers over to that meet. And then our big meet coming up in April is the Alaska Junior Olympics up in Anchorage. We have a bigger squad going up to that. That one also has time standards to qualify for that meet. So, you know, kids have to swim so fast in each of their individual events, and then they get to swim those events up there. So, well, we're taking up a bunch of kids up there. I'm really excited about that one.
That's very exciting. Can you tell me a little bit about what training looks like in preparation?
This is something that Joe really likes to talk about with a lot of the kids are doing double workouts a day, and his most favorite is
25s and 50s.
Yeah, the short stuff. He loves getting up early in the morning too.
Yeah, love it.
So a 25 is one length of the pool.
Yes.
And is this, you're expected to meet a certain time, or what does that workout look like?
In our workouts? Well, it's, sometimes, yeah, there's a time to it. Sometimes there's a technique to it. The kids right now in an hour are putting in just a little over 3,000 yards. In our longer workouts, they're probably getting up around 4,200, maybe 4,500 100 yards. So, and depending on what we're shooting for in each individual day, so in each individual workout, varies a bit, but yeah.
Wow, wonderful. Grace, will you tell me a little bit about how you're feeling going in as you train for these meets? And
Well, before, about 3 weeks before meet, I go pretty much every morning and pretty much every night, so about how many workouts a week?
Nine
workouts a week. So it's a lot, and I feel pretty tapered, which just prepares you for a meet, and I've never felt really terrible before a meet, and it works, I guess.
What about you, Joe? How are you feeling?
Before the meet, I was really nervous. Like, it's so big of a meet that I just didn't know what to expect, so...
Yeah, the kids a lot of times coming into some of these big meets, I mean, whether it's a big meet or a small meet, they have really high expectations of themselves, which is really inspiring for me as a coach to see them come into that and, you know, have these big goals for swimming fast, or, you know, beating a personal best, or eyeing that person in front of them that's always beating them. They really want to chase them down. So it's really fun to watch them, you know, achieve those goals, or even just work for them, even if they don't reach it. It's a lot of fun being around them when they're peaking at, you know, doing their best.
Yeah, I bet. Amazing to watch. Mm-hmm. And Kevin, how long have you been affiliated with Baranof Barracudas?
I actually grew up with the Baranof Barracuda Swim Club. I started as a swimmer at 11 and swam through my whole age group career, and then came back. I didn't swim in college or anything. I wasn't a fast swimmer. I just was very passionate about the sport. Came back after living away from Sitka for a while, and became involved with the club. Grace's mom actually pulled me back into the pool as a master, and then I started assistant coaching and became involved with the board for a while. Was the board president for a while, and then when the last coach left, I decided that I wanted to be back on deck with the kids, because I find a lot of joy, and it's a lot of fun being around them, and I'm learning a lot from them and from the sport of swimming. And then, you know, I became the head coach last summer, so, and here I am.
Yeah. Joe and Grace, I'm curious, can you speak a little bit to the joys of swimming? I'd be curious to hear, what do you love about the sport?
Well, once you start, you can never go back.
Just has you hooked.
Yeah.
Well, I've swum my whole life, so it's swimming's kind of a part of me. I don't know if I could ever just quit swimming. And I really like it, I guess.
Sometimes it's hard to explain going back and forth and back and forth, but it does just kind of draw you in. It's a great... great form of exercise, for sure. There's nothing like it. There's no other sport that you'll have your coach yelling at you for breathing.
And if there are people in the community who want to join the Baranof Barracudas, how can they do that?
Right now we kind of have a rolling open tryout going on. So, you know, if somebody's interested, I encourage them to come by the pool. You can check out our website. If you Google Baranof Barracuda Swim Club, it comes up. You know, or just stop by the pool during our practice times and chat with me. You know, we can figure out a time to come in and jump in the water, depending on, you know, the swimmer's age or their ability. So we have lots of practice times pretty much every afternoon from 3 to 5, where we're at the pool. So, and, you know, the website also has all my contact information on it too.
Wonderful. Well, that is all the time we have this morning for questions. And Grace, Kevin, Joe, thank you so much for being with me today in the studio.
Thank you.
Thanks. Yeah, thanks.
I just spoke with Baranof Barracuda's head coach, Kevin Knox, swimmers Joe Nenza and Grace Harang about their upcoming swimming competitions. I will be back in a moment with the weather and full marine forecast.